why is this series of forums being held around Michigan, including the one in Kalamazoo on Monday?
Governor Snyder, back in November last year, delivered a special message on energy and in the environment. And as part of that, he asked the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission and the director of the Michigan Energy Office to host a series of forums around the state and also to get public comment via a special website that was set up at michigan.gov/energy. And the Kalamazoo Forum will happen on Monday, March 18th, and it will be the fourth of the seven forums.
And what kind of input specifically is the Public Service Commission hoping to get at these forums?
Right. There's three areas in particular that the chairman of the PSC and director of the Energy Office would like to hear from folks on: renewable energy, energy efficiency, and electric choice. And that's because Michigan's energy laws, which went into effect in 2008, they have some goals set out, and a lot of those goals are for 2015. And Governor Snyder wanted to spend the bulk of this year gathering public comment on next steps for Michigan's energy future. So some folks may think we need more renewable energy. Some folks may think we need less. And we're hearing from all sorts of folks. All of the forums to date have been heavily attended, and we've had a lot of public comment and a variety of topics.
What is the ultimate outcome, though, of these forums? Will a report be issued?
Yes. The chairman of the PSC and the director of the Energy Office will then go through all of the public comments, all of the reports that have been submitted, objective data that was submitted, and will be putting together first a draft report, which they will release to the public and then take comment on the draft report. And then by the end of the year, they'll have a final report that they will submit to the governor and to the Michigan legislature. And then it is envisioned that next year, 2014, will be a year where the governor and the legislators will be talking about these issues and where Michigan should be going.
Is that report likely to contain recommendations on issues such as building coal plants versus wind and solar and that sort of issue?
It will likely be a lot of objective data, more than recommendations. But we'll see how that ends. The goal right now is just to get the comments, get the reports, get the data, and then have that discussion in the legislature next year.
From the customer's viewpoint, the two biggest issues are likely to be price and reliability. Are those issues being covered?
Yes. In fact, the governor in his special address said that really there are three pillars that our energy policy should rest on. And one is affordability, one is reliability, and the third is having policies in place that protect the environment. So with those three pillars in place, we want to have what the governor calls a no-regrets policy. It's very easy to get locked into something only to find out that the market didn't develop the way that people thought it would. And so he's hoping to get a policy that is flexible, adaptable, but yet rests on those three pillars.
These forums are looking forward. However, recently the Public Service Commission issued its annual report on Michigan's energy landscape, if you will. How is Michigan doing in general so far?
The commission annually issues a report on renewable energy, and Michigan is on track to meeting the 10% by 2015 goal that was laid out in the legislation that passed back in 2008. So we are slowly but surely heading in that direction, and the utilities are on track to making that happen.
And how about reliability and price? Is that pretty much where the commission thought it would be?
The commission is always concerned about affordability and reliability. And so as utilities have filed their rate cases, those issues are always on their mind.
Perhaps you might want to address how people can participate in this if they can't get to one of the forums.
And even if they get to a forum and have some additional thoughts, public comment will be accepted through April 25th via the michigan.gov/energy website. And there folks can submit comments. They can also, if they're inclined, there are about 100 questions there on the website that if people have thoughts on those questions, they can provide some input as well.